The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
The flight of the logbook.com's escape pod continues through all things fantastic, futuristic, and flat-out geeky. I'm Earl Green, and we'll head 'em off at the past, seeing what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1997, fire rained down from the sky.
Zero, we have ignition and liftoff from Cape Canaveral Air Station of the Air Force Delta II launch vehicle carrying the new GPS-2R satellite. We have had an anomaly. We just had an anomaly of the Delta II launch vehicle from Cape Canaveral Air Station. We need to secure the area.
A Delta II rocket launching a GPS satellite exploded just a few seconds into its flight, and its hundreds of tons of fuel ignited on their way to the ground. It left quite a mark, but nobody was hurt. Born on this day in 1927, Eartha Kitt, in addition to being an iconic R&B singer, she was also Catwoman in the 1960s Batman series.
This is Batman, Catwoman.
Oh. Speak of the angel.
Just what are you doing? And to whom are you doing it?
You'd better get to 32 Pussyfoot Road, Batman, where a steel pattern cutter is just going to work on Batgirl.
Actor James Earl Jones was born today in 1931.
You do not yet realize your importance. You have only begun to discover your power. Join me, and I will complete your training. With our combined strength, we can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
Sherry Lewis, the puppeteer behind Lamb Chop, was born on this day in 1933. But would you believe she also co-wrote an episode of the original Star Trek?
We must get back to the ship. You'll be killed if we stay.
Prepare to lock phasers into the heart of the community.
Captain, when you fired the phasers, they stunned her and she crumpled. Another shot and you'll kill her.
All personnel, attention. Alien forces penetrated the ship. Take defensive action.
Ryuichi Sakamoto of Yellow Magic Orchestra was born today in 1952. In 1969, Captain Kirk visited an overpopulated planet and discovered that they were willing to try radical solutions to their population problem.
The atmosphere on Gideon has always been germ-free, and the people flourished in their physical and spiritual perfection. Eventually, even the lifespan increased. Death became almost unknown to us. It occurred only when the body could no longer regenerate itself. And that happens now only to the very old.
Those are conditions most people would envy.
But Gideon did not find it enviable. The birth rate continued to rise and the population grew until now Gideon is encased in a living mass who can find no rest, no peace, no joy.
Then why haven't you introduced any of the new techniques to sterilize men and women?
The Star Trek episode The Mark of Gideon premiered on this day in 1969. In 1997, Red Dwarf returned after several years away from BBC Two.
We have to avoid all forms of time travel. It's the only way of breaking our destiny line and ensuring we don't end up like our future selves.
Yeah, but surely we can use a time drive if we're careful. You know, if we don't abuse it in the way our future selves did. You know, if we're sensible and mature.
And do what?
Go back in time to an Indian takeaway and order 500 curries.
The episode Ticket to Ride saw the boys from the Dwarf go back in time to witness the assassination of President Kennedy. And in 2001, it was a real history mix on Star Trek Voyager.
Where are we going?
The astrometrics lab.
Voyager doesn't have an astrometrics lab.
Harry designed it, or will design it.
Harry Kim?
I realize from your perspective he's new to the job, but he's going to become one of our best people. Decade.
our people?
I'm going to be your first officer.
Really? What's the reason we're going to this, astrometrics?
It has temporal sensors that can help us map the ship and tell us how many time frames we're dealing with.
Now you're trying to tell me Harry Kim invented temporal sensors?
No. We used Borg technology for that.
Borg?
It's a long story.
Maybe you better keep it to yourself. Temporal Prime Directive. The less I know about the future, the better.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, thelogbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and the Big Finish Doctor Who audio adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Kane.